Gemara in Shabbos. Same as Gemara. Dorash Reb Simoy. B'shor shekdimi Yisrael nasa l'nishma, and K'nai Yisrael said nasa before nishma, bo shishim ribuy shel malachi yeshoyis l'chol echad v'ech mi Yisrael, came 600,000 malachim to each one of K'nai Yisrael, koshu l'shnei k'sorim, Echad k'neged nasa ve'echad k'neged nishma. And Klal Yisrael said first nasa, then nishma. So 600,000 malachim came, and they gave each one of Klal Yisrael two crowns. One k'neged nasa, one k'neged nishma. Later the Gemara says, Omer Belozer, B'shor shekdim Yisrael nasa ve'nishma, when Klal Yisrael said nasa before nishma, yotze baske ve'omer lehem. Migila lebonai was who told my children this secret? Shemalachi Yeshua's Mishtam Shimboy. The Malachi Yeshua is to deceive. Baruch Hashem Malachim Gibur Yekreach Oisit Voroi, the Shmoy called Voroi. The Malachim are called Gibur Yekreach Oisit Voroi, they do. Retain Hashem. The Shmoy are called Voroi, they hear Retain Hashem. Bitchilo. First they do and then they hear. So Rashi says, "Oisid voim lishmaya mukhonim laasa is koydim shiyishmu." They're willing to do before they hear. V'loy kederech sha'a avodim shashemim t'chile es adova leida im yichoyim likablam aleim imulayim. Now I call the other avodim that they first hear to know if they could take it or not. They first hear and then they do. Klal Yisrael first does and then they hear. Gemara is a famous Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara. I think the Gemara needs a lot of explanation. First of all, what does the word Nishma mean? Nasa means we will do. Nishma means we will hear. What does we will hear mean? What does Nishma mean? We will hear. What does Shema Yisrael mean? Hear Klal Yisrael. What does hear mean? Hear means accept. Accept. It's an inner hearing. It's not just hearing with the ears. Now, seven Nishma we will do and we will accept on ourselves. Right? Nishma doesn't mean we will listen, we will hear, we will think about it, we'll decide. Is that what the word Nishma means? When we say now, seven Nishma, we all mean I will do and I will decide if I want to accept. Nishma means, I'll accept. We will hear, we will do, and we will accept what you say. So what's the difference between Nasa and Nishma? What's the difference if they said first Nasa and then Nishma? First they said Nishma, then Nasa. What's the difference between doing and accepting? What's the difference if they would have said first we will do, and we will accept. Let's say we will accept and we will do. What's Nishma? And another thing that needs explanation is Rashi says, not like other servants that they don't, the first they think, Shishoyim t'chiles adobel leidim yichoyim lekabel leim im lav. First they hear if they can accept upon themselves. I never saw a servant, but imagine, right? The master tells the servant, a cup of tea, please. So just a second, I have to think this over. We'll think it over, just like, is it too hard for me or not? I'll let you know in a minute, right? So you won't see tomorrow's day if he tries to say it like that. Which, like all the other avodim, if they first, they think if they could accept it or not. What do you mean they could? You better do it if they like it or not. What's this lekishakol avodim? It's a gemara that needs a lot of explanation. So the way I understand it, Nishma is like we said, accepting completely. Whatever you say, I do. Whatever you say, I do. Right? That's Nishma. We need to accept on ourselves. Shema Yisrael, accept on yourselves. Klai Yisrael, listen! Right? Nasev and Ishma will do one, we'll accept that ourselves. We'll take it! So what's Nasev? Nasev means I will do not because I have to do. I'll do because I want it. Nasev means I will do because I want it. Because I want to do it. Because I love you and I want to do it. Because I want to do yours. Nishma means I'll do it like you told me to do. I'm sorry. Yeah. Nishma means I'll accept what you told me. I don't know if I would do it on my own. I don't know if I'm interested in doing it, but I'll do it. You told me to do it, and I'll do it. Nasa means I'm going to do it because I want to do it. On my own, because of myself, because I want to do it. Because I want to do you Yeratzin, I want to give you a Nachasuach. Right, I'm sure you all heard Rav Taber's story with the cigarette. It's one of his classical stories. It's such a beautiful story. He made a seminar. So one of the fellows came to the seminar. It was Lel Shabbos. And he was talking to him. Right? It was after all the lectures, and they were sitting in the lobby of the hotel, and they were talking and arguing. And the middle of this fellow tells Rav Taube, "Baby, I'll just go out for 5 minutes. I'll be back in another 5 minutes." Where are you going? It's the middle of the night, in the middle of the desert. Where are you going? So I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. I wanna smoke a cigarette. Right? It's not nice over here in front of the Rav, in front of everyone, right over here. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Just let. So what am I supposed to do now? To say yes, I'm not allowed to say yes. To say no, I ruined everything. Again, no. Us, everything's us. What do I do? Say no, can't say no. Say yes, you can't say yes. You know, you ignore it, you can't ignore it. He's about to do it to the rice. What do you do? The fellow says, Hashem gave me an idea. I tell this fellow, tell me. Look at Sir Kabayochel. Kosh Boch would smoke. Kosh Boch says, would you mind giving me a cigarette? Would you give him a cigarette? So he said, to give a Kutzbok a cigarette? It's an honor for me. It would be an honor for me to give Hashem a cigarette. So if it's your last cigarette, to give my last cigarette to Hashem, it would be an honor. It would be my honor to give Hashem a last cigarette. So he said, when you don't smoke on Shabbos, what you're actually doing is you're giving Hashem a cigarette. You're taking your cigarette and giving it to Hashem. He says, Rebbe, it's true what you're telling me? He said, I promise you it's true. He said, if that's true, I'm never going to smoke again in Shabbos. What he actually did was to offer Hashem a cigarette. Who wouldn't do such a thing? Instead of saying that it's us, say, offer Hashem a cigarette. Offer Hashem a cigarette. Let's do a Nas on my own. Who doesn't want to give Hashem a cigarette? I heard this story from him, and then the next day I was in shir, and the next day whatever, short while later I was giving a shir, and there was a bach in shir, and it was very hard for him. He was working hard, but he was struggling, and it was falling, and it was struggling. Gemara and the Rashi and the Taisvis and began to the Farshim, and he had such a magad shir, he was in trouble. So I told him this. Remember, Yisrael, I still have cash with him. I said, Yisrael, listen to what I'm saying. Say what I'm going to tell you. Don't say it now, or don't say it in my words. On your own time, in your own words, say it like this. Yibayin Yisrael, you know how hard it is for me. You know how hard it is for me. You know I wouldn't do this for a lot of money, because it's very hard. I'm doing all this and working all this for one reason, because I love you so much. Try it, see what happens. Dat moet je van geweldig. Je kunt recognize. Who doesn't want to kill a coach bow from the bottom of his heart? The whole time he told me, I have to learn. Oh, come on, leave me alone. Give me a break. But the second you say, I could give Hashem a present. I could give Hashem a present. It'd be an honor for me. Who doesn't want to give Hashem a present? It's a nasa. Nasa means, we will do because we want it to. We want to give it to you. All your mitzvahs, we want to give it to you. Now, sometimes you'll have an eved who will also do that to his own. You'll have a servant who does that to his master. But it's only if he finds out first what we're talking about over here, and if it's not too hard for him, he says, it'd be an honor for me to give it to you. But you won't find any eved who does this to his own without finding out first what his own wants him to do. Right? The other calls him and says, hey, Jim, come over here. I want you to... Right? And the evidence shaking, right? But if you have no evidence, I want you to... Yes! That's Klai Yisrael. That's Nasa before Nishma, before we heard what we're talking about. Before we hear what we're talking about, it's Nasa. We will do it because I want to do it for you. No matter what you ask for me, I will do it. Not just because I'll obey. Not because I'll just, okay. But, yes. That's Klai Yisrael. This burning desire to do it in Hashem. So that's Nasa. What's Nishma? What's the next Shlav? We said Nasa, we said Nishma. Nasa and Nishma. So Nasa, we know what it is. What's Nishma? Okay, so what's the mind of Nishma after you have Nasa? Once we said Nasa, we'll do it because we want to do it. And we'll also do it because you told me. Come on, so why said something when they said Nishma? They should just have said Nasa. And that's the biggest thing possible. When you have Nishma, what's the Nishma after the Nasa? So there's a Gemara. It's a Gemara that needs a lot of explanation. The Gemara says like this. David HaMelech said a pasuk. Zmiri yisayu lichukecha beveis megoroi. Your mitzvahs, your chukecha, your Torah, was like songs to me. It was like zmiris. Bishor sha'oma David HaMelech. Zmir is how you look at her. When David Amel says, Zmir is how you look at her. Oh, my God, it's Baruch. Dove shekose boi ha-toyif einecha boi ve-einen. Something that it says about it, the Torah, that when we, it says about the Torah, ha-toyif einecha boi ve-einen, you blink your eyes, and you lost it. It's something that, it's so easy to lose Torah. Ha-toyif einecha boi ve-einen. Something that you need such a gear. If you just take it easy for a minute, you lost it all. You call it zmiris? You call it zmiris? It's songs? Tell you it's songs? I'm telling you, you're going to forget something. You're going to make it be nichshel in a halacha. The even children, you know this halacha. Children from Chayd know this halacha. That's the Gemara says. Now what? He counted Klai Yisrael. I remember there's two Gemaras that he made a mistake that even children will forget. The even children know. I don't remember which one this is, but he counted Klai Yisrael. And he says in Pasuk, there shouldn't be a negev. You don't count Klai Yisrael, you give him a shekel. I don't think the Gemara. It needs a lot of explanation. Is there a more beautiful pasuk than Zmir Sayyidu Chukecha? You know what Zmir Sayyidu Chukecha means? I remember I was once walking down the street, little Shabbos after Mechavusa was going home, and I heard a whole family singing together. Right? They were all singing. I just stood, I was just listening. middle of the street, just stop there. Listen, this meal is beautiful. Forget everything. As soon as Vaya counts it, he just closes his eyes and he's in a different world. Ah, it's mirrors. David Merck says, when I learn to, it's mirrors. It's uplifting. I'm in a different world. And Hashem says, mirrors, how dare you call it mirrors? What do you mean, how dare you call it mirrors? There's no beautiful beauty in mirrors. What song is that mirrors? David said, my God, Terry, it's songs. It's songs for me. And Terry said, and Hashem says, mirrors, so I think Chad is. Terry has two parts. Terry has two parts. It's not Echad. Terry's muse. Terry's muse is uplifting. It's beautiful. It's not Shani. Terry is Yegir. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of hard work. Terry means I sit and I work and I struggle. And I can't miss any word. I missed a word, who knows what I missed. I told you if I nach a boy, for you know. For instance, David HaMelech, he was learning like Smir, so we have no idea who David HaMelech was. Right, David HaMelech, the Zichel Kol Teru Kula. But over here, Chazal say that there was a certain chisorin, he called Smir, whatever the chisorin is. He said, he's learning the Pasuk. What's he learning? Give Machtas HaShekel. Wow, give Machtas HaShekel. And when you give Machtas HaShekel, there will be no Negev. There will be no Agefa. There will be no Peronis to Klai Yisrael. Beautiful. Right? Beautiful. When someone hears a concert, he's sitting on it, what's he doing? He sits and closes his eyes. And he listens to the music. He doesn't ask a question. Just a second. L'chayra, before, you did a B minus, B minor. L'chayra, now, there should be another B minor. Why did you go up when you went down before? And L'chayra over here, you could have gone straight, and what's that knesh for? No, that isn't how you listen to a concert. You close your eyes. You listen. It's uplifting. It's a chaini. That is Nailan Torah. David and Melech, the Pasuk says, that the Gemara says they had a taina. You listen, you don't like Zmius. So you learned the Pasuk. Ah, beautiful. It's so beautiful, the Pasuk. Each one should give Machta Shekel, and then there will be no Negev. If there's no Pasuk in the Torah, you're not allowed to count Klai Yisrael. There's no such Pasuk. The Pasuk says, give Machta Shekel, and there won't be a Negev. You learn it like Zmius, beautiful. And you miss the point. And you miss the point. But when you learn it, the Pasuk says that I have to give Machta Shekel. Because, and then there won't be a negative. Is mashma that if you don't give Machta Shekel, there will be a negative. Oh, you have this. So you're not allowed to count Klai Yisrael. That's a chiddush. Hashem says, when you learn Torah, it's hatoyif enoch b'reinenu. It's not echad, it's uplifting. It's not sheni, it's not smiris, it's work. It's work. Mitzad echad, Torah is nas. I want to do it, divine yishalayla. Mitzad sheni, there's a sugya called nishma. Nishma means I'm doing it because you told me to. And I will not drop one iota of what you told me. Not all the time is there a matter of Nas. Not all the time could be a matter of Nas. I'll give a dugma. You have someone who loves to learn. He's in the seventh heaven when he's learning. Right? And now the time for Chazos HaShatz. Right? So when the Chazos HaShatz, he takes a safe and starts learning, right? I know such people. Nasser says, beautiful! Beautiful! Look at this fellow, he's Mali Cheshik! Nishma says, eventually, what you say, I do. I obey you completely. That's what Nishma means. Even after the Nasser, Nishma. Chai Yisrael came before Kabbalah Satayra. It says in the parasha. There was a Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Hagvil is Ha'om, because Hagvil is Ha'om. Don't let Klai Yisrael go up to Har Sinai. Nasa, let's run! Stop. The first thing you have to know is, you shouldn't clone. You obey. No matter how much you want to go up, you want to be right there. Hagvil is Ha'om. After the Nasa, and no matter with all the Nasa, there's Nishma. You obey. Klai Yisrael says Nasa, and Klai Yisrael says Nishma. And it's two sugis. The Gemara and Shabbos, right, they think the three biggest Mechutzofim came to one place. Right? I never heard of three bigger Mechutzofim than these three fellows. We won't go into all of them. But one of them came to Hillel. And one of them came to Shammai and said, I want you to make me again. She said, okay, we'll think about it. She said, no, with one tonight. Then I become a Kohen Gadol. Right? The Gemara says that he went by a cheder and he heard the children learning Big Dikuhun and he says, hey, who gets all these beautiful begadim? They said, the Kohen Gadol. Wonderful. So he went to Shammai and said, I want you to make me a Kohen Gadol. I want to be Megaya, but now you make me a Kohen Gadol. So Shammai, right, I would have thrown him out of the window. But Shammai was Mekabel, so I called him, hey, save him from the office. He said, just pushed him away. Right? I think there was a Tzadik Gomer for just pushing him away. I don't know what I would have done to the fellow. So he came to Hillel, and he told Hillel, I want you to make it, I want to be Megaya, but now I become a Kohen Gadol. So he said, okay.